This time on The Real It Brief, we're exploring the findings of the Marine Conservation Society's State of Our Beaches report, which reveals a 9.5% rise in plastic litter on UK beaches. Now, our guest this time is Lizzie Price, the Beachwatch Manager at the Marine Conservation Society, who explains a bit more.
With all the awareness that's about and the changes that have happened, it's quite a disheartening thing to see. So we wanted to make sure that there was awareness still coming out to members of the public, to industry, to our UK government, that this is still something that hasn't gone away. And though fantastic policies have been put in place, we still have a long way to go and more needs to be done.
Let's break down some of that data then. What kind of things are you finding and where are the biggest surprises?
Yes, so the top five litter items that we saw, they're all made of plastic, and they are plastic pieces is number one and always is every year. So that's also gone up. So four out of the five top items have seen an increase. So it wasn't the 10% increase in plastic isn't from one particular area. It looks like there's different places that it's come from. So plastic pieces has gone up. We've also seen an increase in plastic caps and lids, and fishing like cord and rope, string cord and rope have also gone up as well. The other last thing on the top five was packaging, plastic packets. That didn't go down, that just stayed the same. So the same level from 2023 compared to 2024. So it looks like it's a variety of different plastic items are all kind of seeing that increase. Why that is, it's really hard to put your finger on. So for us, it's just making sure that there's awareness that these items are what the most prominent items found on our beaches and the fact that they are still increasing.
And as you said, it is quite a sobering stat when you hear that, you know, 10% more. What other things have you been finding in the report?
We can break that down and look at it in country by country, which also might give us, sometimes can give us a different story, which is always what's interesting about litter data. In Scotland, we've been working really hard in the last couple of years with the Scotland Islands Federation, because anecdotally they were telling us that the data that we were putting out about what was being found in Scotland wasn't necessarily representative of what they were finding on their beaches. And they do feel that they found a lot more fishing and aquaculture gear. We've been working with them and their members for the last couple of years to see if we can plug that data gap. Can we get some more surveys from there? But also, how do we help them collect that data in terms of our methodology? Because our volunteers collect over 100 metre stretch of beach, so we can try and have a consistent way that the data is being collected, and therefore we can compare beach to beach, county to county, country to country. But sometimes 100 metres isn't actually manageable for the levels of litter that can be found on some of these islands. And so sometimes we've had to reduce the amount that they are, the length they're doing, but making sure that it's still comparable to the data that we're collecting. So that's what we've been working with. And then because of that, we've been able to then look at the composition of litter in Scotland, islands and highlands, and then compare that to mainland Scotland. And the data show that actually they're finding in the islands, there's 32% of what they find is fishing or aquaculture litter, compared to 12% on mainland. Public litter is a lot higher in mainland Scotland than it is in the islands and highlands. So for us, we wanted just to raise that awareness that the proportion and types of litter being found can really differ. But our data shows that it's still washing up on our beaches. There's still a lot being found. So we just wanted to make sure there's awareness there that it still needs to be a priority for UK government and industry to try and see how we can solve this.
You're making me feel at home. I live very near a beach. I'm in Portobello, which is Edinburgh's seaside. What do you think the trends have been over the last couple of years, and what are you likely to see over the next couple of years, do you think?
Over the last, sort of, I'd say, 4 years, we've been seeing a steady, small increment increase in the amount of litter on our coastline. But there are some litter that has gone down. So since the plastic carrier bag charge was introduced across the UK, we've seen an 80% drop in plastic bags being found on beaches. And then with other policies put in place, looking at bans on things like plastic cutlery and straws and plastic cotton bud sticks, we are, even though it's relatively recent, those have come in place, we are seeing some decreases in those litter items. Obviously, these fluctuate year on year, so we've got a few more years to see if this is actually a downward trend. But it's positive to see that happening. And so it just highlights how policy really does have a massive impact, and relatively quickly as well, which is always surprising because we have things called legacy litter, which is litter that's in our ocean for years and washes up over time, that we were still coming, no matter what we put in now, policy-wise, we'll still see some of that litter washing up on our beaches. But it goes to show, actually, we can see a really positive impact on our beaches and our ocean not long after policies have been put in place. For us, we really want to see a drive towards a more circular economy where we are only really producing things that are absolutely necessary. And then if they should be then be refillable, reusable, and then recyclable at the end. So we're closing that loop and we're not finding that we're just having to produce something just to send it straight to landfill.
One of the things that I know you've done is you've pooled the data together. You've got a really great report. There's some really great highlights for people to check out. Just at glance, you'll see some of these things. But you've also put together some policy recommendations as well. Do you think then that that is something that over the next couple of years we're going to see some movement on?
We really hope so. And like I said, we can really champion the data and show when policy has had a positive effect and prove that it does make that difference. And so we're hoping with this policy recommendations paper that we've put together, that it's a one-stop shop of all our marine litter and our asks that we want to see, that we believe will make a huge difference to our ocean and beaches. So we will really champion that policy recommendations paper to all policymakers and those who have the power to make those decisions. And hopefully it will be a really quick and easy resource for those to use, and hopefully drive really positive change.
Lizzie Price, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening to this episode of The Reloop Brief. Remember, if you want to subscribe or follow, then you'll be kept up to date with future episodes.